I'm Ray McDonald on The Voice of America, and this is the Top 5 Countdown. We're spotlighting the five most popular songs in the Billboard Hot 100 Pop Singles Chart for the week ending December 28th, 2013. It's Christmas week, and I have a present for all of you. A brand new song featuring one of our biggest singing stars. That's yet to come. Let's start in fifth place where Lorde slips a slot with Royals. For a 17-year-old, she's pretty self-aware. I'll tell you more after the song.
And we'll never be royal. It's a one in our blood. That kind of love just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler. You can call me Queen Bee. And baby, I'll rule. Let me live that fantasy.
Lorde dips a notch to number 5 with her 4 million selling breakout hit Royals. The young New Zealander took to the internet site Reddit last week to answer listeners' questions. She acknowledged looking like Gollum from the Lord of the Rings movies when she performs, but concentrates on feeling the music rather than posing. Lorde will hit the stage in New Zealand and Australia in January and February, and then she kicks off a North American headlining tour in March. Here's your new song. Jumping 4 slots to 4th place goes A Great Big World with Say Something, featuring Christina Aguilera.
Say something, I'm giving up on you. I'm sorry that I couldn't get to you. Anywhere I would have followed you.
A Great Big World and Christina Aguilera rise 4 slots to 4th place with Say Something. Back in September, Christina heard the original version featuring just this duo from New York City. She loved it, and within a week, they were in the studio cutting a new version together. Christina hasn't risen this high in the Hot 100 since 2011, when she and Maroon 5 hit number 1 with Moves Like Jagger. Holding tight in third place is One Republic with Counting Stars. Bandleader Ryan Tedder worked on Beyoncé's latest album, and I'll take a closer look after the song.
I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. But baby, I've been praying hard, so no more counting dollars.
One Republic stays put in third place with Counting Stars. Lead singer Ryan Tedder produced the song XO on Beyoncé's latest album and says he didn't know about its release until 90 minutes before it hit the market. That album currently rules the Billboard Pop Album Chart. Still at number 2 are Pitbull and Kesha. Here's Timber.
It's going down, yelling Timber.
Pitbull and Kesha stay within striking distance in second place with Timber. Last week, Kesha premiered 2 new songs on the season finale of her MTV reality show, My Crazy Beautiful Life. She spoke about her upcoming 3rd album, calling it honest and fearless. There's no word on when we'll get it, though. Ruling the Hot 100 for a 2nd straight week are Eminem and Rihanna. Here is The Monster.
I'm friends with the monster.
Eminem and Rihanna are your Hot 100 singles champs for a 2nd week with The Monster. Both Eminem and Kanye West passed on opportunities to perform special concerts during Super Bowl week, with Eminem reportedly asking a $2 million fee to perform at the NFL owner's party. Well, that proved to be too much, so Janelle Monáe is now the headliner. Let's pause to celebrate the holiday season, but remember, the charts never sleep. I'll see you next time on our Top 5 Countdown on The Voice of America.